And on this episode of The Cool Kids, we talk about a lot. In particular, we talk about Pogue back. He's back, baby. Where's he going to end up? We give you some options. Also, Pulisic. Yo, was it right what happened, bro? We got to talk about it. We got to defend America.
Let's go. We're also going to be talking NWSL. Orlando Pride win the Shield. Angel City in a little bit of drama. Paying some players under the table. They got. And Inter Miami are going for the points record in Major League Soccer. So we talk all this and more today on The Cooligans.
So you know me, I'm a big fan of Europe, right? We love going to Europe. Great. Love hanging out.
One of my favorite continents.
Glad you guys built it, you know? Here's my problem, though. The showering. You and I,
you're not a fan of it.
Remember when you and I were showering together in Europe?
Or they're not a fan of it?
No, it's not so much the frequency of showering. It's the showers themselves.
Got it.
European bathrooms have a way of saying, we're going to cover part of it with a glass wall. And the rest of it, you figure out how not to flood the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know exactly why. What is the benefit of just the partial glass?
The partial glass kills me.
Just either do a full curtain, buddy, or a full glass.
You got to do one of the two. You can even do half and half. You could have curtain, half glass.
Half curtain, half glass.
Pick the ratio, but what we're suggesting is cover it so that the water doesn't get everywhere.
Right.
Now, there's... very rarely do I find a bathroom in Europe that has a situation. So what I always assume, I don't know if you always assume, is that, oh, I'm showering incorrectly. I must be doing something wrong. Right.
Similar to like in the movie Demolition Man. Remember the seashells? Remember this part? You did not
see Demolition Man. I've never seen Demolition Man.
Oh, my goodness. The classic.
I don't know
Sylvester Stallone, Wesley Snipes. The seashells that there wasn't toilet paper. And there were only seashells and Sylvester Stallone, he didn't understand how the bathrooms are. He didn't know how to wipe his butt.
Well, if you have hemorrhoids, that sounds dangerous as hell.
That's the first thing I thought of. It's just like a different...
The method is
a new
different.
Culture. Yeah.
So I just assumed it was, but I broke down this time. This last week I was in Europe. I said, you know what? I'm going to ask somebody. Hey, how do you shower? I'm done with it, okay? Because here's the thing. If I'm wrong, tell me how to do it, and I'll pay respect to your culture.
Right. There's no stupid questions.
Yeah. As much as it sounds like one. And I'm not saying, how do you and the royal you? How do you, person I'm speaking to, explain to me how you shower?
Step by step.
Yeah.
What part do you do first?
Where do you start? Do you go top to bottom, bottom to top? Maybe I'm a weirdo. You know where I start? The armpits. Maybe I'm a weirdo.
Okay.
I think a lot of people start at the hair. Seems like a lot for me.
You start at your where you feel are your most problematic areas.
No, then I would not start at the armpits. I'd eventually get there. I'd start right at the old booty crack. But for me, I'm thinking maybe I'm doing it wrong. And guess what I found out?
What'd you find out?
I asked a couple of people. Turns out they just get the bathroom wet.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's just a floor wet, just a whole mess.
So it is just a badly designed bathroom.
Just mold spreading everywhere.
Bro, I'm like, you live in a moist society. If you let this happen in Arizona, I'd be like, I get it.
Right. They prefer dampness.
Bro.
Everything has to be damp.
Yo, humidity. You know what it is? They drink beer and not water. This is the only way they get humidity in their body.
I love it. Well, welcome back.
You
went to England, you were in London,
and Glasgow.
Okay.
What a wild place.
Some UCL nights.
I walk into a bar in Glasgow and a man, a very large man with very thick hands and a very large beard, grabs my wrist and says, I'm buying you a shot.
Oh, okay.
And I said, you may have walked in the wrong bar.
All right. I'm glad it's just a progressive community here.
So I meant aggressive, actually, not progressive. My guy was not joking around.
All right.
He was very drunk.
I love it. You sure you weren't in a province town?
No. My guy got kicked out by the security guard.
I love it.
Yeah.
Cool, man. All right. You went to two matches or three?
Three.
Yeah.
I went to Arsenal PSG. I went to Rangers Lyon. And then I went to Arsenal Southampton.
All fun games.
Bro, so the streak is now 18 Arsenal matches in a row at the Emirates. That I've gone to where they have not lost. Where they've won, actually.
They've won every game.
They've won all 18 games I've been at.
That is remarkable. That's almost impossible.
I've never seen them lose at the Emirates.
And you never even seen them draw at the Emirates.
No, not even draw. It was close to a draw.
Yeah, very.
I said at the Bournemouth match. Mm-hmm. The Bournemouth match where Reece Nelson scores that screamer at the end.
Yes, I remember.
Probably the greatest match I've seen. I was there and I kept saying to myself, well, at least I've never seen them lose. I was already trying to figure out, like, the streak kind of continues.
The streak.
Because they're undefeated when I'm there.
But
no, they are winning while I'm there.
Look at that.
18 in a row. I've never seen them lose. But when I see them away, like at Goodison Park, or when I went to Old Trafford.
I've only seen them lose at Goodison Park.
Yeah. We got to not let you around Arsenal anymore. So,
amazing. All right. Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll hear a little bit more about it. Right? We did cover the games last week with Cal Martino.
Exciting times.
Shout out to Cal Martino.
Cal Martino and Kupo
for coming through last week. We had a great time. So as always, welcome to the Cooligans, everybody, right here on Sports. All right. The button masher, Alexis, is back.
I bet you Kupo didn't do that.
she did not. She does not provide that level of stupidity to the show. So
that's what I'm here for, folks.
It's a little bit different. Happy to have you back. We have to start today. We're going to be talking about your time in Europe a little bit and everything going on there.
Chit-chat about
Premier League, Pulisic crushing it again in Serie A. But we have to start today with Pogba.
Yeah, Pogback. Let's go.
What's Paul Pogba's middle name? He has like a cool middle name.
Does he?
I forgot what it was.
But what was it, like Gertrude or something?
Imagine Gladys Pogba.
Paul Labile Pogba.
Paul Labile Pogba.
That's it. He's all about the la bills. Damn. You know what I'm talking about?
can you pay la bills?
Because Paul Pogba.
Pay my telephone la bill.
Paul Pogba has his.
I don't think you do. So him and Juventus are through.
Paul Pogba is returning to football after being.
Bro, this is huge. Are you a Paul Pogba fan or are you a Paul Pogba hater? Or do you agree with Graham Souness or do you agree with the streets?
Look, I'm just saying Souness has made some points. he's just a man who looks like me and is so relatable. You know?
In fact, sometimes I will ask myself, why did I start a podcast with Graham Souness? And then I realized, oh no, that's a Dominican man.
Okay, it happens. We get confused all the time. No, Paul Pogba, I'm a fan of everything about him, the dancing, the winning, the skills, the techers, the unbelievable goals. I don't know exactly what's the last few years. And obviously, I imagine injury has been the main part of it. But he's just somebody who is just so scrutinized and attacked and
blamed for so much.
For so many things.
There's the Graham Souness joke is when he was blamed for something happening in a match he wasn't even at.
that's been the meme about Pogba. But so it's great news. And so if people were not, if you do not remember, just to fill you in, he was banned for 4 years for testing positive for
a
banned substance. I don't know exactly what it was. It's always some performance enhancing.
Probably swag, bro.
Probably swag. He took it, he injected it. He's like right into my veins.
He's got too much, dog.
Dude, and you know.
You off the chair.
The haters were like, no, bro, how am I supposed to compete against this? Okay.
I'm glad he's come back because I don't know if you saw last week. I wish we had it. Maybe we can add it in post. There's a video dropped of him making music.
Oh, no.
Did you see this?
I did not see that.
It is not good. So we need you back on the pitch, my guy.
He's spitting bars or he's like producing.
He was singing. It was him in a recording studio.
Oh, dude,
this was a week or two ago.
I mean, I'm searching, but I don't see anything.
You're searching X, which is like, you know.
All right. Anyway, if we could find, him.
There it is. The second one.
The second one. Okay. Here we go. This is in, what is this?
Facebook?
Get out of here. All right.
It's off of TikTok.
It's from a TikTok, but yeah.
Is this like years ago? When is this?
Okay, we don't hear the music. What are we hearing? What is this?
Bro, whatever. There's another one released where you can hear the music. It's not great.
All right, but I mean, we're seeing him. it's him and his homie, I guess. And I mean, but Pogba is in the like.
He hasn't said anything.
You know, he hasn't said anything, but you don't. This is not what you wear to the studio.
Also, you ain't getting a lot of confidence, right, from this video.
He's
the
wearing,
kid needs to get back to kickball.
He's wearing a vest, like a tech vest with no sleeves.
Right. It's real fisherman vest vibes.
Right. And he has the...
Oakleys. He's got some Oakleys on.
Yeah, dude. And big-ass headphones. Nah. So, I mean, this not instilling a lot of confidence in his future, his next career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I understand... You know, you're not playing. You got to find something to do.
Right.
This doesn't seem like it. It'll be
Daniel Sturridge. Like he's trying to steal my flow, word for word, bar for bar.
No, I mean when it comes to footballers that are rappers, I mean the best one I think I've ever seen is Memphis Depay.
But we also don't understand what he's saying, so it could be trash bars.
No, he's
rapping in English.
He's rapping in English. Depay has stuff in English.
I don't remember that.
He raps in Dutch as well. I've never actually seen him do anything in Dutch.
Really? That was all English? That was not good.
I mean, look, the bar is not incredibly high. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he is the best.
He has the proper music videos. Yeah, yeah. He has like, you know. And
did they ever figure out who that hidden footballer was? Remember him?
Yeah.
I
don't know. I'd never heard it. Anyway.
Maybe it was Pogba, bro.
So Pogba is coming back. He essentially appealed and his sentence was reduced from 4 years to 18 months. So... this is not the situation. He is a Juventus player, but it looks like Juventus will want to terminate that contract, and he might be a free agent sometime next year in 2025. So this is. I saw a couple posts. I saw a tweet from Matt Doyle from MLS. He was like, "Hey, look, I know it's kind of crazy, and you know, he's a player that dealt with a lot of injuries, but who's gonna step up? Who wants to take the risk?" And bring Pogba to MLS because that might be entertaining. He suggested, he was like, imagine Paul Pogba, managing that midfield at Atlanta. And the only negative there, I'm just like, I'm thinking.
The rest of the team stinks.
They don't stink. They're just underachieving. But the pitch, I mean, to play on the artificial pitch,
turf,
I'm like.
With his injuries might not work.
Injuries, I'm like, it's a little risky, but maybe it's not. Any riskier than, you know, he plays on grass his entire life and he has the same exact injuries.
Look, I think Garth Lagerwey is probably one of the best makers of teams. You know, he's one of the best curators of
talent.
I think Paul Pogba might be a little bit beyond his Rolodex.
I don't know because, I mean, it wasn't Garth Lagerwey. It was why am I forgetting his name? But
Darren Eales?
Darren Eales, who is dealing now with a cancer diagnosis. Right.
We call it in this country a liquid cancer, but I think it's a blood cancer.
Yeah. So unfortunate. So I hope, obviously hope for the best. But Pogba has already played for Atlanta United. Do we remember? Florentine Pogba.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't we have his bobblehead?
Yes, I think it's still here somewhere, if I'm not mistaken. So there has been a Pogba before in Atlanta. It's not crazy to maybe get another Pogba that's a little bit more popular than the one that was there.
Florentine. I hope you didn't throw out the jerseys. Atlanta, same last name.
Exactly. So, I'm excited about this. Just seeing him back. I mean, again, this is a player that is obviously heavily scrutinized for, I think, unfairly. But man, just the attention that he brings, and then just the
whatever team he decides to go to. And look, if he decides to go to Saudi, it's probably his last contract, major contract.
Sure,
so I get it.
Yeah.
If he goes to MLS, perfect. He's 34 years old, right? No, is he? 32 maybe? Whatever he is,
let's
man,
confirm.
I'm hoping wherever he goes, it's an opportunity for him to shine.
31
years old. I hope he finds a little bit of happiness.
I just hope wherever he goes, he just has a healthy season. It's just like, there's something, the last like five
Imagine
years.
Imagine the vibes of him at PSG.
Oh. I mean,
Pogba at PSG.
I like it.
The new superstar, and Mbappe's gone. Who needs him? Don't you remember the he won the World Cup and he was walking down there? That was the vibes was crazy.
That was in 2018.
Yeah, I know. Bring it back is what I'm saying. Bring it back.
Since that World Cup.
Don't you want to go back to 2018, dog?
It was a better time pre-pandemic.
Come on, yo.
It was just
before your uncles got arrested for their PPP loans. Remember that?
Oh man, I'm still he's
damn, yo, free Theo, bro.
free Theo. You can print the shirts and it works for so many people.
If honestly, we should just make that shirt and quit a podcast, bro. So, you can say free Theo. That shirt is evergreen. It will always sell.
So it's been a shame that since that World Cup, he just hasn't been the same. And look, you know, he had the sad exit from Manchester United and dealing with all the
injuries.
Terrible
for him to go, but he sure never went back, bro.
Yeah. It does feel like, did Manchester United ruin him? Is that where it sort of fell apart?
Damn.
All right. Not a shocker with this.
Blame it on Ten Hag, bro. I know he wasn't there, but.
Let's move on to another player in Serie A, which is Christian Pulisic. Because, again, we were talking before the show.
Uh-huh.
Me and producer Card were like, oh man, we've been bringing up Pulisic every week. He just keeps coming up.
Dude, that's good, bro. That's good for America, bro. Right. That's good for America, bro.
I don't got a problem with it, but he keeps scoring. When he stops scoring, we'll stop talking about it.
He got 8 goal contributions in 9 matches, something crazy like that. Bro, how about this? If he stops scoring, if he stops doing crazy, amazing things that make America look good, we'll stop talking about him. How about that?
He scored. I mean, the goal he scored against Fiorentina.
Beautiful.
Beautiful goal. Not only is he, it's not just, you know, some tapping or whatever. Fact that he's scoring difficult, complicated goals and he's the only one seemingly showing up. They brought in
Alvaro. Not seemingly. He's the only one showing up.
They bring in Alvaro Morata, who's doing pretty well when he was in Spain. And they were like, oh, he'll fill in the role of Giroud, who's leaving to LAFC. And no,
it's psych.
Psych, gotcha.
You thought so, dummy.
Okay.
You heard he had a move?
Yes.
The mayor doxed him.
I did hear. And apparently,
the mayor's Inter Milan fan. So he was like, peace.
Yeah. He doesn't care about you, bro. I guess, yeah, the mayor published where he lives or whatever.
Congratulated him for, bigged up the town for having a star like Alvaro Morata.
And he's like, bro.
And he's like, bro, there's 3 houses in this joint.
You can't be talking about my moves like that. Yeah. And then he leaned into it. He was like, peace, bro.
Peace, bro.
So
tell Lautaro Martinez to move. I won't say nothing.
Pulisic scores this incredible goal and
in a loss to Fiorentina, which is really frustrating.
David De Gea is back as well. Yeah. Took about a year off and went to.
he poked, but for no reason, bro.
He had a spectacular game against Milan. How many shots did they have on target?
3.
Three big chances, but on target.
Yeah, why is the shots on target not there? That's usually there.
Yeah, they may have moved it. Let's see. I mean, we'll figure it out in a second. But
8 shots on target.
8 shots on target. And
so 7 saves.
And 2 penalty stops as well.
Yeah.
And this is where the controversy kind of begins, because Christian Pulisic, if you're not aware, at AC Milan, is the designated penalty taker as of February.
It's a good statement to make because it turns out even his teammates are unaware.
because the first penalty taker was Hernandez. The first one,
which, by the way, he's the captain. If he decides he wants to take a penalty,
uh-huh,
it's probably not okay, but you can't be seen being like, bro, give me that ball back.
You can't do that. But the captain should be like, yo, I ain't the designated penalty taker. It's this American boy.
Oh no! Clearly, it's a misuse of power, right?
Without
right?
a doubt,
he should be using his influence to emphasize Pulisic is our guy. That is your role as the captain on the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
He does it, gets saved.
Yeah,
by De Gea.
Mm-hmm.
So another penalty comes up. Who's gonna? I take it away from you?
We've made the mistake once. How dare we? Would never do
We're
such
not
a thing again.
Do this twice, bro. And I'm the captain, so now I'm gonna look out for your best intentions. And none of that what we just said happened. Because as it's coming down, it was like it gets skied. As it's coming down, Tammy Abraham. It comes down a bit. I think it's Tomori grabs it, hands it to Tammy Abraham, and Christian Pulisic was calling for it as he's walking up. And Tammy, you could see him nod and be like, "No, bro, I'm taking it," which is wildly disrespectful. I want to give Christian Pulisic some credit because he walked away from the situation.
Yeah, he didn't want to make a scene because, yeah.
Because what would I do in that situation? I'm yeah. making all types of scenes, bro.
You would scuff the spot for your own teammate.
I go to the air and go, he's going left, bro.
I know him, bro.
I see this dude. That's why he's not the penalty kick taking. He's trashing training. I done seen it before. You got this, Dan. Welcome back to the league, man.
We missed you, bro.
Yo, where you been for a year and a half, yo?
I was a family.
Yo, you don't get me swap jerseys now? Forget the end of the match, bro. If I'm Pulisic, I'm making all types of scenes, bro. You don't disrespect me in front of the fans, in front of the away fans on national TV like this, bro.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Nah, you don't do that. That's wild disrespectful. I'm going to give Pulisic some credit. He's matured way beyond where I am. He's realized, okay, it's not a great season. I don't want to make a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give Nico some credit. He brought that up. Hey, man, it's been a rough season for Paulo Fonseca. Blah, blah. Maybe you don't add fuel to the fire. I would have forgotten all that in the moment. I would have seen red and I would have gotten into pit bull mode.
Through charcoal rocks
yeah.
into the fire.
Yeah, I got my finger in his face. That's why nobody trusts you, dog. I'm encroaching every time he takes a penalty, so he has to keep doing it. I'm doing
You like my new flamethrower?
Say hello to my little friend.
Dude,
bro, I'd be furious. I'll give Pulisic some credit, but I'm going to ask you, maybe I'm thinking about this wrong. What would you do in this situation as soon as you walk into that locker room at the half? I guess this was the second half. So final whistle, you walk in the locker room. Now cameras is off. Now you can do whatever you want. How are you handling this?
If I'm Pulisic, I'm telling the teacher.
The coach. First, my diary entry is first.
Okay, obviously I have to be centered and balanced first before I start because I can't just go into that confrontation without preparation.
You've got those stress balls and whatever that little sand thing is that you stroke when you stroke.
It's just in a zen state.
Christian, our Christian Polanco's in a sound bath right now.
I mean,
when he gets out,
I'm definitely talking more to Tammy Abraham than I am to Teo Hernandez. I think
Teo Hernandez, I say white because he's captain, but Tammy is disrespectful.
But because he's captain, and also, but for Tammy Abraham to do that after they already missed one, that and in the circumstances in the game, it was a tough game. There's no reason to just go off of protocol right now, regardless of how, you know, confident you think you may be.
And the player's so informed.
Exactly.
That's what's driving me so nuts. Christian Pulisic is so informed.
You think it's jealousy?
Of course it is. Of course it is. It's jealousy. It's this, but there's two things. I'm going to say part of it is on the other players. It's jealousy. It's not wanting this player to be given the reins as the leader of the team, to not be the most informed. It's a, yo, spread the wealth, man. I need it too. Like, blah, blah, blah. Tammy's coming back from a bad injury. This is like, I think he's on loan from Roma still. I get the position he's in. But to take this away from Christian Pulisic in such a public way leads me to believe that the other half of my argument is that Christian Pulisic needs to do more so that this don't happen. And this is that step we've wanted to see from Christian Pulisic. Yo, man up a little bit in this situation. Like, jaw this dude up. Go to the locker room. If it were me, my forearm would be on this dude's throat going, hey, don't ever do that to me again.
Okay. All right. Violence. Yeah, I get it.
Bro. Maybe it's gently on his throat.
Just softly. Yeah. I will caress his throat with my forearm.
I would threaten that my fist would meet his jaw. Maybe out for coffee.
Football is all about decision making, right? On the pitch,
but
off
also,
the
like,
pitch.
Don't
everything.
We want to see him like develop himself into a leader on the pitch? Not this softy that just lets people walk all over him, bro. He got sunned in that moment.
It's the other option is to make a scene and argue with your teammates. And we see,
I'm okay with that not happening.
Yeah. You know, and we see the outcome of that. And we saw it with Chelsea recently.
It's ugly no matter what happens.
And I'm sure he's aware. He's like, dude, I don't want to argue with my teammate and make this a whole thing. So like, let him have it. It's the decision he made. I don't necessarily think it's like, it's soft, but I will say that it's, look, after the game, you have the conversation like what Chelsea did when Pochettino was there. Like, hey, this is who's taking the penalty. Cole Palmer's taking the penalty.
Paulo Fonseca did say that. But
exactly.
His quote is, I think, telling. He said, hey, I don't know why the players decided Christian Pulisic is our penalty taker. I don't know why the players changed that.
Yeah.
That means they knew. That means they 100%. Knew. Everybody understands. Yo, this is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that. That was so frustrating for me to see that happen because like I'm like, I'm on your side, Christian Pulisic. Like, and not just because you're American, because you're balling. If I'm a Milan fan, I want him to take that penalty.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't really make much sense. And you maybe you blame the coach. I don't know. But
I feel like maybe you remember Chelsea when this happened, that changed their season around. Maybe that's going to happen to Milan. Maybe they start to go on a better run.
I hope so.
And Paulo Fonseca's job is secure because of Christian Pulisic being yeah. the greatest American of all time.
Okay.
No hyperbole.
Next up, we got to just talk a match in the Premier League. Brighton. Was Tottenham at home? No, right? No.
This
away.
Was at. Yeah, this was
so at. Brighton against Tottenham. Tottenham's up 2-0.
Bro, stop the count. You good, right?
We good? Tottenham loses.
They scored dumb early, too. I think both goals were scored before the 30th minute, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure. And then Brighton comes back to win this game 3-2. And bro. And the first person, you know, I had to text the homie Carter, our bro. Producer.
Well, our group chat for this show has gone from an Everton support group to very much a Carter Tottenham support group.
We have to.
Me as an Arsenal fan, I'm chilling. I'm having a good time.
He's chilling. Yeah. But the yeah, you know, because Everton.
In fact, you two are bringing down my vibes. I'm not going to lie.
Everton, I believe, lost 3-2 two times in a row, yeah. Or at least two times this season after having two goal leads. And
you've pushed that voodoo onto Carter.
We don't need that bad juju anymore. Yeah, nah. Carter, you can have it for a little bit.
Yo, you want some juju, Carter? Yo, Carter, you want some of this juju right now?
I'm just putting juju in his drinks.
Just makes it. Yo, come get this Afrokon juju.
It's good.
Yeah, my mother made it.
5-star reviews.
Come on.
But no, goals in the first half and from Brendan Johnson and James Maddison, and then get three with the game winner from Danny Welbeck.
So I was wrong. The Tottenham scored before the 40th. So both were scored in the first half.
And it's just, it's again, like I said, it's just nice that the despair is being spread evenly throughout this league. I love it.
Here's the thing. So was it Bayern Munich? Bayern Munich drew to Leverkusen?
Frankfurt.
To Eintracht Frankfurt because they refused to stop playing that aggressive attacking football, right? So Eintracht Frankfurt scored in the 90th plus 4, right? It's like, bro, you can't pull one fullback back. And I say that when I know I don't even agree with that point. I want, like, if it's my team, I like the way Ange Postecoglou is like, bro, The foot stays on the gas the whole time until you run out of gas. The problem is they seemingly run out of gas before the end of the match, man.
Did you, Carter, do you have any particular reasons as to why you think they lost this game?
Yeah, I think there's two things. Number one, I think this team was tired. I think you saw that after 50 minutes.
Okay.
They have to play midweek for the first time in a year. And mm-hmm. they should have the depth, but they have five guys that are hurt, so they don't really have the depth right now. We're starting Timo Werner at left wing, so that's enough said.
Yeah,
enough said.
This is becoming a problem week in, week out.
Yeah,
the
fact that he's a starter, he's playing Premier League games, he's starting Premier League games. That was not the intention when we brought him back.
Sure.
The second thing, Destiny Udogie, who I love and I think is going to be a great player for Tottenham, had probably his worst half in a Tottenham shirt in that second half.
Okay.
And he was at fault for all three of the goals. So,
yeesh. Ooh, doggy.
individual mistakes will always come back to haunt you. I hope he learns from this. He's 21, 22
he's
years old.
He's Italian, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's like 21. He's like super young. So I think he's going to learn from this. It's just, you know, that coupled with an entire team that's not implementing Ange's system, because the system is high press, win the ball back and score. And when you're not doing
that, every time you are being passed the ball, you need to first touch needs to turn into pressure. I like it because I'm like, bro, this is kind of like, it's like the updated version of like gegenpressing, how exciting that was. As an Arsenal fan, I'll admit the style of play is exciting, But you ain't got the dogs for this sled.
You don't got the doggies out there. Nah, you need more, a few more.
That
doggies.
Was the joke I was trying to make, bro. When Timo Werner's in that lineup, you know what I mean? This might not be the style.
My
bro.
Favorite moment was really after the game, because our
dear friend Flex had something.
Dear friend Flex, Flex United from United View. We see a lot of it's nice seeing the banter amongst the British YouTubers everybody involved.
It's not beef. Remember, it used to be beef like maybe like 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Post Pandy, everyone seems to be like, yo, if we make fun of each other with each other,
yeah,
that seems to get more views.
Exactly.
And we get the benefit of it.
And it's entertaining. So Flex left a voice note for Expressions. Expressions is obviously the Tottenham live streamer and YouTuber and like pundit slash maniac on the internet. And so Flex from United View left a little voice note. Let's hear some of it. I love that. I mean, you know, these guys, especially Expressions, has essentially become almost like a Premier League poet. You know what I mean? Clever ways to banter players or
he might be the pun
YouTube.
God. He might be the pun god.
Without a doubt, there's just so many
the
puns.
The problem is now everyone knows how to get at you.
Yeah, yeah, you can't.
And as a Tottenham fan, you are going to have a lot of opportunities for them to get at you.
For him to be this... Like when I think of Tottenham fans, I don't necessarily think of this type of person. You know what I mean? Like, I love the fact that he's just like, this is my team. Yeah,
oh,
what
pride? Yeah, that's what you think of when you think of Tottenham, man.
It's just he's just so bombastic loud.
He's in your face about
being
a Tottenham fan.
He's in your face, and it's just like, bro, but
they usually carry a little bit more sorrow.
Without a doubt. Yeah. He's like, nah, I didn't read that history book.
Nah.
I don't know.
He's I didn't get that download. That update skipped me, bro.
Okay. Y'all must have the old firmware, bro. Yeah. I don't know about any of that.
Nah, get that V2O, bro.
So I love that about him. But yeah, tough loss for Tottenham in what should have been a sort of turnaround to their season.
Shouts to Fabian Hurtler, though, bro. 31 years old. You got Brighton balling now.
Yeah, Brighton are also in a weird spot. Where are they?
I think they're like sixth.
In the table sixth? Yeah. Okay. Not terrible.
So we kind of all agree Liverpool, City, Arsenal, right? One of those three will be first, two, and three, right? Whatever mix.
Per usual. Yeah.
Who do you think is fourth right now?
Right now, fourth? I would probably go with Villa. I mean, Chelsea's currently there, but Villa feels like a...
Chelsea kind of a B squad, though, man. Enzo Maresca, bro.
I don't believe it's going to last.
I do.
I could be
wrong. I said it before the season started. Enzo Maresca was the right choice.
But Villa feels like a more exciting team, especially with having John Durant on the bench and obviously just signed the new deal with the team. That feels like a stronger fourth place candidate.
Durant getting a contract extension to like 3,043. Man. What a contract extension.
You're going to be there while seemingly.
Chicago Fire. Who else on Chicago Fire?
All right. No, quick thing. We mentioned Liverpool being in first place. Liverpool, I just wanted to highlight this because I am fairly shocked that they are in first place and they are having the season that they
are. Why
are
you shocked about that?
Because new coach, I didn't think it would just seamlessly kind of work. I mean, you saw how emotional the players were when Jurgen Klopp left.
Except for Mohamed Salah. It's about time you get this dude off the pitch side.
He's like, I got a haircut. I'm a new man.
Haircut. No, haircut's when you remove hair. He added some. He filled in some problem areas.
He initially got the haircut. But has he already done the...
Yeah, have you not seen? Google the side-by-side, bro. It's impressive.
Okay.
His looks good, too. I don't know how much he paid. Also, he's Muslim. You go to Turkey, it's like, yo, you can pick it up. It's like, it's free, bro. You Mohamed Salah.
I'm looking. Oh, I just looked up Mohamed Saleh, which is that's a
different guy who almost kind of looked like him, though. It looked like the dollar store version of Mohamed Salah.
Mohamed Salah. Okay.
Like, you know the costume that says, like...
Okay. Oh, is there a side by side?
Yeah. If you go to images, you'll see it.
Okay.
Well, you got to put like Salah plugs or something. You can't just put Salah.
Not no plug. I mean, Salah hair. I'm sure. Oh, here we go. Oh no.
Where? Yeah. You see it. See how it looks. See it right there.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, there's improvement. Yeah, clearly.
He's
filling in.
The guy got a hairline. That's whenever you see a player just cut all their hair off, you have to cut it all the way down in order to get to those spots.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He looks great. Whoever did it is amazing.
All right. But Liverpool, starting their season, they did have that one kind of what seemingly now is like an embarrassing loss to Nottingham Forest.
Kind of.
But in first place, it feels like the players that are shining on this team. I mean, Salah looks a bit of a resurgence.
Refreshed.
Diogo Jota is a healthy, looking great as well. Just always, he's... When I think of Diogo Jota, I don't necessarily think of like, I wouldn't put him in the place of like, you know, sort of like top strikers in the Premier League. But there's just something to his, I don't know if it's the system that he plays in. I don't know if his awareness.
His timing is on.
Timing is just, and he's not a big striker by any means. And he's not very small either. So he's not like pacey and getting
he's
around.
He's average everywhere, but he seems to play way above what you expect he's going to play every time.
100%.
He's a sleeper.
And, but the, you know, also Gravenberch, you know, getting the start, getting
probably
more minutes.
The biggest difference between last season to this season got to be Gravenberch.
And then Alexis McAllister also, it just feels like Slot is finding a bit of a, and even just changing one or two players, like the chemistry is just in such a better place.
Bro, I said this and team. Liverpool fans thought I was absolutely crazy, but I think his Arne Slot's tactics are an advancement on Jürgen Klopp.
Yeah.
I thought Jürgen Klopp's system kind of felt dated towards the end. And I don't know that he had the wherewithal. I don't know that he had the energy left to try to redo it. I think he gave the speeches he had. I think he told the stories he had. I think he put his arm around the players. He did everything he could to get to that point. You know, it'll go down as a historic run as their manager, right? Yeah. I think we're all going to remember it fondly, especially if you're Liverpool fans. But even non-Liverpool fans will think back and go, man, that was a hell of an era. Arne Slot, I don't know if he lasts as long, but I do think his tactics are an advancement.
Yeah,
he's just not as good with the media. He doesn't have the charisma.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, you got to riz up these British media dudes, bro.
I mean, hey, that's crucial.
It's super especially boring.
With the Premier League you know, like press corps. But they watching Liverpool, especially these last few weeks, it genuinely feels like the you know, you go into certain games, you watch a Manchester City game, and you're like, they're gonna win, and we're just waiting to see how they're gonna win.
Yeah, yeah.
And Liverpool, I'm starting to get that feeling with Liverpool. I'm like, they're definitive. I know they're gonna win. And they're just gonna, you know, find and figure out that puzzle.
Click on their matches real quick though, because I want to see, have they played any of the big six?
They have played.
Yeah, they played Manchester United.
I mean, big six.
What are you talking about? Did I say big 16?
He said big six, not top six.
Did I say big 16, dog? You bugging.
Are you talking about the SEC Big Ten? Or what's going on?
Yo. Did you hit your head on the way over here? No, they haven't played a big club.
They played, who they play?
No,
in the Premier League.
West Ham might have been their toughest competition.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. You can make that argument a little bit that they haven't played.
All right, so coming up, go scroll down. Coming up, we'll see who they are.
They got Chelsea next.
They've got Chelsea at home, Arsenal away, Brighton away. Well, let's go Brighton at home because that's an EFL Cup game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got Leverkusen and Villa. Bro, Leipzig is also in there. The end of this run, we'll know who they are.
I agree.
I think right now it's still early doors.
Mm, but still impressive.
They've
been looking good.
Shout out to Arne Slot.
All right. All right. We have some NWSL to cover because we have, I think, one match week left. Two? Something like that. Oh, no. Three. Sorry. But we have the Supporter Shield winners. All right. Oh, and that's support. NWSL Shield. Apologies. And we'll talk some NWSL right after this. The NWSL Shield has been awarded to the Orlando Pride. Congratulations.
They might go fully undefeated. They might go invincible.
Invincible,
bro.
Which has never been done. The closest were the 2018 Courage, the North Carolina Courage, who lost one match in their season. and which I believe that was the season they won.
Yeah, where we went to the final
that they beat the Red
they
Stars.
They were incredible.
But so Orlando Pride has the opportunity to.
I don't think they're going to go invincible. By the way, I think October 20th, Gotham are going to beat them.
Really?
That's what I think.
I don't think so. I mean, I would probably say a draw is definitely possible.
A draw is possible, but that's not as much fun as what I'm suggesting.
Well, Gotham could be the spoilers.
Did you see Gotham score, what, 3 goals in 4 minutes?
Something like that. They scored, it was 5-1.
Esther, I think, scored 2 and assisted 1 in 4 minutes. 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Gotham are in good form right now.
Especially when Esther is on the pitch, bro.
Sure. We're gonna focus on Orlando, but
let's talk Orlando because they've had an incredible season.
It's remarkable the turnaround that Gotham has had. But I do want to make sure we talk about the Pride because their team and the coach Seb Hynes, they are. Again, just like I mentioned it before, just like when we were talking about Liverpool and Manchester City, about just seeing these teams where you're pretty certain that they are going to win a game, and for a team like the Pride, who have been in this league a long time and seen superstars come through, Alex Morgan played there. Obviously, Ali Krieger played there. Marta, who's been there for the entire time.
Galacticos of the NWSL for a little while.
They were supposed to be.
It never worked out, but they.
And that's kind of the shocking thing where this is, I think, a pattern in NWSL where the marketing is all there, the signings are there, and then they just can't figure out the product like on the pitch. And Orlando has been through some. Brutal seasons.
Last season they didn't even make the playoffs.
They finished eighth last. I think a few times. And you have these great players, and it's like, why can't they figure this out? And at the time when they came into the league, it was like the shiny new team.
Yeah,
that the
everybody wanted to be there. Exactly. It was like that. It was a big team,
and they just couldn't figure anything out. And Marta, credit to her because she was talking about in her post game speech. And when she was accepting the NWSL Shield, she was talking a lot about just what it meant to not only just win the Shield, but she was like, I've been waiting so long for this. It's just, she's been there through all the terrible seasons. She could have left plenty of times to play in the Women's Super League. She could have gone to another NWSL team, just a team that maybe was had better results or just a better team, better a run club or something along those lines. But she stayed.
She stayed. She built the team up herself.
And
mind you, there's a lot of Brazilians who want to play on Orlando, not because it's Orlando,
right.
But because Marta's there. Marta's
there, yeah.
She's the Messi of Miami in Orlando.
Totally. That's been an amazing story for them. Just again, because maybe this is somewhat an argument for that's like sort of against kind of promotion relegation, because sometimes the clubs that are just struggling for years and years never really get an opportunity to like turn things around because they're just either getting relegated.
What are you talking about?
What?
Well, Wrexham. They've turned it around.
Yes. I mean, it happens once in a while, but it's not.
Leeds made their way back into the Premier League. No, I don't agree with that. I get your point.
I'm just saying. It's just for Orlando to have the essentially decade.
They would have had to turn it around faster. Then Marta wouldn't have lost many seasons.
Marta wouldn't have, she wouldn't have stayed that long or whatever.
They would have been like, all right, next season we're going to get back up to the top. And then you fight your way back.
And then if they don't. Then Marta's really? Probably gone. Yeah. That's the only point I'm making.
Well, congratulations, Portland Timbers. Portland Thorns.
Portland Horns. No, but I also want to talk about the Shield itself. The Shield, which was announced last week.
So you remember last year's Shield?
Last year's Shield, which I got to get the photos of it.
I mean, if you remember, it was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I think they found it on like on a Trinket website, like a marketing, like a corporate marketing promotions website for like $8.99. And so it was like,
Yeah, well, this was the old Shield. Yeah. And it obviously
and
just...
And here's a picture of Alex Morgan laughing at it.
This is a, you know, you bring this to a family function when you want to serve, right. You know, a few cookies.
And let's be honest. If you bring this to a family function, you might not ask for it back at the end of the night. You might be like, you know what? You go ahead and keep that.
You can keep the 2023 NWSL sheet. I don't need it back.
Buddy, don't worry about it. All right, fine. If you wash it and you bring it to me, I'll take it back. But if not, I'm not coming to you to pick it
sure,
up.
Sure. I'm like, I'll be hurt if you throw it away.
Yeah, don't throw it away. In fact, next time I go to your place, I want to see it. I want to see it presented nicely. Displayed nicely.
But the new Shield.
But okay, so the league listened, right?
Yeah. And they also, I'm sure Alexis Ohanian had something to do with this because he mentioned this about the NWSL Championship trophy. He was like, this trophy needs to be a proper trophy.
Yeah.
The old one was just not as, you know, just not of the quality.
No. The old one was like, did you actually win anything?
Yeah. There's when you win a proper trophy, It feels better. And about I just played the Game of Thrones for a second.
No, you didn't. I don't know what you're talking about.
But this is the new Shield and the new MVP trophy.
Both beautiful.
Which are absolutely gorgeous.
I mean, partnership with Tiffany's, right?
This is And you know, the Shield itself also has a handle on it, like a captain.
I think that's what that thing is. Like she was just shaving.
Yeah, like Captain America. So you can actually hold the shield and use it.
Which Marta was holding it from behind. Like she wasn't holding the sides of it. Yeah,
but you can use it to, like, you know, defend the fort. Yeah. You know? So this is kind of cool.
Beautiful. I think it's simple. It's not overstated. It's not understated. The MVP trophy is absolutely gorgeous. And I think these are the types of trophies that you'd be proud to display.
Yeah, the MVP trophy feels a little similar to Golden Ball and at a World Cup and stuff like that.
I could see the resemblance to it. But
I think the Shield is one of the coolest trophies.
It's giving me like that Germany, the Bundesliga vibe.
Yeah. The Meisterschaft.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous. And I'm curious.
This is better than the Supporter Shield.
I mean, without a doubt, it is better than the Supporter Shield. But the you know, credit to the Supporter Shield, because that is run by the fans, and this, I believe, is not. So, like, the my understanding, or at least what I'm curious about, is the NWSL, the NWSL Shield winner, do they get their own trophy all the time? The Supporter Shield,
the one move around.
Yeah, the Supporter Shield in MLS.
That's a great question. Well, no, I would say maybe because that says 2024 on it.
Exactly. So I'm assuming
you get to keep that. That goes to the trophy cabinet.
Yeah. So this is,
which I think the Supporter Shield you do as well. Don't you get to make a replica of it?
I don't think so.
I think so. I think if you go to like
we should
Rebel Arena will have a couple of Supporter Shields in their trophy cabinet.
Okay. Because so
I'm pretty sure of that.
So this feels more because of just the elegance and detail around this feels like a trophy.
Yeah.
Like you want the 2023 NWSL Shield,
mm-hmm.
you got a little plate. You got a little dinner plate.
Right.
But you win this
charcuterie board. You know what I mean? This is significant.
For 6 or 7 strawberries. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, and a couple pieces of celery. Yeah.
Especially those big bodega strawberries. Where you getting these strawberries, bro? This is a fist.
I love my GMO strawberries. Yo.
Why are they not red inside? It's such a weird strawberry.
But this feels...
No, this is significant. This is beautiful to display.
So incredible. So shout out to NWSL. And
MLS needs to step up. The supporter show needs to get a collab with someone. Who's the guy's version of Tiffany's, bro?
Kid Super.
No, you know, imagine Kid Super or Risha Meal, bro. The MLS Supporter Shield is not worth $350,000.
You better not drop it.
Yo, do not. We got insurance on that.
So, no, incredible stuff.
Audemars Piguet.
The
Rolex, bro. Rolex. It's an American League. Rolex needs to make the Supporter Shield.
Look, I'm not against it. The other subject that we need to talk about are Angel City FC. Last week, Angel City came up last week when Koopa was here. We were talking NWSL, and I was just talking about how it. Look, I was mentioning how we were there for the jersey reveal and everything. Again, the marketing, the players.
They made every right decision.
The stadium, everything. It's just like the show, the ownership groups, everything. They just couldn't figure things out. It's just underachieving. And I'm like, mentioning, I'm like, this is maybe the fans should hold them to like a higher standard and be demand a little bit more, win. Be a bit more frustrated uh-huh. with these performances. I understand there's a culture in general, I think, of support of just like, you got to show, be behind the players and support them and stuff like that. But it's like, how long can this mediocrity kind of exist with this team? And maybe this is a little bit of an explanation because Angel City has been fined $200,000 by the NWSL for paying players under the table. They did the Matuidi.
Damn. like, hey, but what happened after that happened? They went and got Messi. So, yo,
oh, okay.
Angel City, y'all about to get Aitana Bonmati, bro.
All right, I see the vision, y'all. Yeah. No, this is a surprise. So what they specifically had done is that the club went $50,000 over the salary cap by sliding side letters to multiple players with excess benefits and compensation that wasn't reported to the league. So they were,
are the players going to get in trouble for this?
This is... I don't think so. I mean, the penalty is clearly for the team. I mean, as a player, are you going to say, no, don't give me more money? Or
I'm saying, can you give me side money is what I'm asking in the meeting.
Look, they have these salary caps to have parity in the league. And this Angel City has been interesting in finding ways for the players to make more money with like the sponsors.
Yeah.
And we
LA is a city rich with endorsement opportunities. Yeah.
So Angel City has done a lot to help the players. Now, obviously they make what they make, within the salary cap, but there's also, they find them other opportunities to make money. And it's been a really cool part of.
Can I give a hot take here?
Go for it.
I'm going to ask you a question. Is it a hot take and a question? Okay, you ready?
A hot question?
Oh.
I love it.
You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Should we be punishing teams for playing pairs more?
Yes, we should. If that's what the rules state.
We should be punishing teams that aren't ambitious.
Yeah, but
what's that highway in Long Island? They got a speed minimum. Like, yo, you driving too slow, though. I'm going to pull you over.
I'm sure there is.
You're causing traffic.
Yeah.
I think it's the LIE.
Does NWSL have a league minimum?
They should be punishing teams that are not paying players enough. If a team wants to pay over that, I co-sign it. That means okay. The players are making more money. The team is ambitious. Clearly, they're paying the players incorrectly or the incorrect players because they're not winning. But their ambition is to win. Their ambition is to do more.
Okay. I mean,
why are we punishing teams for doing that?
There has to be another way, right? Like if they're gonna pay them under the table, they know that they're doing something wrong.
Is it not okay to protest a bad rule?
I do think it's okay to protest a bad rule. I don't, whether you think this is a bad rule or not, it is the rule. And so
I didn't know you were a cop. wow, we learned a lot today.
I'm saying go protest the rule. I'm not against that. The interesting thing after this penalty was assessed is that NWSL said that they are going to be looking into the accounting practices of Angel City, but also of every other NWSL team. So now the conversation. all the other teams.
Burn the books.
All the other teams are like, yo, Angel City, why are you making it hot right now?
why is this suddenly on me?
This is about them. Yeah. They were doing their thing.
Bro, they did so much. I think you're going to should want to spend more time looking at their books.
So I wonder if this is going to unearth maybe other teams kind of doing similar things to Angel City, because there was I believe The Athletic and I think Meg Linehan and maybe Steph Yang were involved. I saw them posting about it, about the NWSL survey that they do with all the front office people. And I saw this was posted. And one of the questions was to all the GMs.
Mm-hmm.
They said, do you think every team is following the NWSL salary cap rules correctly? And only 15% of the people who answered said yes.
Damn.
So about 85% said that they don't think that if people follow the rules. So if you're one of those 85% that said, I don't think everybody's following the rules, you're probably not following the rules. You're saying that because...
I know I ain't. So...
Yo, well, this is anonymous, right?
And the group chat lit. And the only ones not in it is the Houston Dash. So that's about 15% of the league right
report
there.
Report that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're the only ones paying attention, following the rules. They ain't trying to win.
So so I wonder what is going to come of this or if anything is unearthed, because one of the teams, I think what's happening in the NWSL culture is growing more and more, where now there's more banter, but there's more like suspicion and hate. They're like, because all if I look at the comments under this, I don't know if anybody's gonna say it, but everybody's gonna be like, all right, do Gotham next.
Ooh, because they do got a lot of stars.
They got a lot of stars, so people were sort of having these questions.
Which again, remember a couple years ago, Gotham was in like, there was no running water where the players were living. And now you're paying the players too much? That's a positive. I refuse to see this as a negative.
So maybe, look, maybe this...
Maybe y'all just don't support women the way we do. Y'all want them to make 33% less. I want them to make $50,000 over the salary.
I love Alexis telling NWSL that they don't support women enough.
Not enough, dog.
I love it.
Well, who is it? The court of arbitration? Who saw this?
So just the haters. A wild time in the league right now. A couple games left before the playoffs. But man, no shortage of drama. All right. We got a couple other topics to go over, especially a lot in MLS. So we'll get to it right after this.
All right, let's talk a little MLS.
Let's go.
Because the playoffs about to start, baby.
Yeah, but before that, the points record is up for grabs. Inter Miami has an opportunity.
It's a little spicy.
Yeah, Inter Miami has a chance to get it this Saturday, October 19th, which is my brother's birthday.
Hey, shouts to him.
It's coming up. In 2 weeks after the international break. So yeah. So 74 points would be the record. The current...
Which is the record for the most points ever scored in an MLS regular season, or most acquired in an MLS regular season, which would make them the greatest team ever. You kind of would expect it with the names attached to this thing, right?
It's not that much of a shock. If Messi, Busquets, Alba, and Suarez end up essentially being the greatest team in Major League Soccer.
Do you think it's bad for the league if that happens? Do you think it makes the rest of the league look pedestrian?
No, not one bit. I mean, you would expect it. I mean,
especially with Messi being out for so long, it's kind of really impressive.
Very. So 74 points would be the record. The current record is 73 points. That is held by the New England Revolution.
The same year that they lost to
in 2021. Yeah, they lost
to New York City. They're going to go win.
Okay, just the way the Giants beat the Patriots.
Right? 18-1, dog. Y'all can't really touch this city.
Okay, what can we say?
Yeah, you got to win around us.
But Inter Miami is facing New England. Who are trying to hold on to that record. I don't know how hard they're going to grasp, because I believe Carlos Hill got injured in the previous game. Mm-hmm. So he may not even play in this one. This is Inter Miami at home. You know, the fireworks show itself is going
to
be crazy.
Just can you click on that, the game itself, and then click on table, just to kind of get an idea of where these two teams are here.
Yes.
There's Inter Miami right up at the tippity top.
Inter Miami have won the Supporter Shield in first. And
there
New England
you get that. There you
there
are.
It is in 14th place.
So if they lose this match and Chicago Fire were to win or draw,
Or win, really, because that would be the tiebreaker. So they would be above the if
Chicago... Also, New England have an additional. They have a game. They have two matches left.
Okay, so they have an opportunity to not be last.
Not be last, which was the point I'm making, because they are not Wooden Spoon candidates right now.
No, Wooden Spoon is that's San Jose Earthquake.
Easy.
They already got that locked down.
Don't need
bro.
To check their books.
Okay,
everything's fine.
They're using that spoon. They're making pasta, bro.
They're waiting for it. They're like, yo, I got a whole penne vodka situation.
Yo, y'all invited.
Y'all want to go to the cookout? We got the Wooden Spoon. Bring the shield.
We'll
have a plate to put it on. Miami, come over.
I've seen the Supporter Shield. We've seen the Supporter Shield in person. We've never seen the Wooden Spoon.
Well, we've seen photos of
it. We've seen photos of it, but I wanna see it. I wanna like
we should get it in studio.
I wanna can a San Jose Earthquakes representative at ISC fly to New York and bring us the Wooden Spoon. so we can see it.
And we're Latinos. We're not going to get any PTSD. We didn't get hit with the wooden spoon. That's a white thing. If there was a wooden chancleta, I wouldn't want it in the studio.
The wooden chancleta would be too traumatic.
No, we don't want it.
Keep it at you know, further from throwing distance.
Yeah. If my mother walked in here with a wooden chancleta, you would see me run out that opposite door. Now come to think of it, instead of a wooden spoon, it should be a wooden chancleta.
I mean, it would be fine. I would be fine with that.
With the amount of Latinos in the league now, I think that makes sense.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll let the IOC know about that. Did you know that the I had confirmed this with one of our sources at ISC that it went into Miami, was given the supporter shield when they won it in Columbus. That was the heads of the reps from the supporters group from Cincinnati, who were the previous supporters shield winners. They brought it to Columbus and gave it to Inter Miami. But they did not. What's supposed to happen is that the supporters of one team are supposed to give it to the supporters of the new team that won the supporter shield. But the Inter Miami supporters groups,
they're not independent technically, right?
They're not. This is even worse than that. They never applied to be an ISC. They just didn't do it.
Oh, wow.
They just didn't realize, or they forgot, or just they overlooked it. And then as soon as they see Inter Miami about to be close to win the supporters shield, they're like, oh boy, I think we should be, there's someone we need to call.
It's like calling the electricity company when the power goes out. You're like, ah, damn.
I didn't set up my account.
That's why those envelopes were pink. That's crazy.
So that's what it was. So everybody was asking, like, why didn't the supporters hand it to the Inter Miami supporters? And it was because they couldn't, because nobody was a representative at ISC, so they weren't eligible to receive the supporter shield, and they had to give it directly to like Jorge Mas, who came into the
like
locker
meme.
Room,
yeah,
like
yeah,
the
yeah.
meme. What's up, the coach?
Was that Duke, right? Duke or UNC?
Yeah. I think it's UNC. I forgot his name, but the
college sports.
The
really
meme of the coach going into the thing, yeah. Jorge Mas did the exact same thing. So great. Interesting little detail. Apparently they applied like I think like it might have been
2 days ago.
They literally applied like 6 or 7 days before Inter Miami won the supporter shield.
Right.
So it apparently takes like 2 to 3 weeks for the application process to go through. So
come on, we couldn't push it through. We know who they are.
But that was apparently the case. But it was just like, apparently this has never happened before in MLS history.
So that
the supporter shield winner was
Look, Miami is going to Miami, right? You're going to be late to stuff. Cuban people time's a real thing, bro.
So funny. The other thing we have to mention is Josh Wolf being fired at Austin FC. The
I don't think he got fired because the fans hired a plane to carry a sign that said, "The fans deserve more Josh Wolf out."
Yeah.
But that's generally a sign. There's the smoke that a fire is present.
But I love the passion from the Austin FC fans, man. I mean, we don't get to talk, you know, when they have these rough seasons, we don't talk about them too often on the show. But, you know, I went to their inaugural game, and getting to just be there and see the kind of like Austin FC has taken over the city. I mean, and you know, because there's no other professional sport. Not as much as it used to. But that first year, even though they didn't...
You got to go there for the home opener, right?
Yeah, and there were no goals scored, and it was still lit. It was crazy. Yeah. To the point where in Austin, the way they refer to the team is they're like, oh, you going to the FC game? That's it. It's just the FC.
That's awesome.
That's a great thing to be known as that.
They do that in LA too, for LAFC.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with Kellen, who I don't know. I think we might have met before in Mexico. Remember Mexico? We hung out with him.
Uh-huh.
Big LAFC fan. He goes, "Yeah." Oh, I was like, I hung out with that guy at the FC games. I was like, "Oh yeah."
Yeah.
I would say the whole thing.
That says a lot about how, you know, soccer has infiltrated the culture when it's just the FC and everybody knows exactly what you're talking about. But
that's also the American thing of like, well, the city, and then there's the team's nickname.
Correct.
So call no one in Manchester would ever say, "I'm going to the FC game." You know what I mean?
I mean, but, you know.
But also, why do anything like Manchester does?
I mean, you know, if you're going to go see Manchester United, are you really watching football? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
The clock counts backwards, bro. They got when they catch up to the
strange
rest of us.
Thing. Why stop doing that?
It's so frustrating.
But Josh Wolf, the only head coach that Austin FC have ever had. Again, not a great first season, an unbelievable second season, which I think definitely gave him that extra 2-year leash of like, oh, maybe we can get back there. But
Driussi had the greatest season he's ever had, and that saved Josh Wolf's job.
Yeah, and but it just they kind of just regressed into that first year team that was giving up a bunch of goals, and it's just so disappointing. Just a terrible season. They end up 10th in the Western Conference.
Got to be smart about this next hire though, because you got to reunite this city around this team.
They had the issue obviously with Claudio Reyna, who was the sporting director, and then was let go or mm-hmm. consultant of some kind, and then he was let go after the whole USMNT right. stuff. It's a little bit of disarray with this club and
a little bit.
Even players like Driussi who are not, having the season that we know that he's capable of. So I wonder who is going to be, is there any name that comes to mind? I mean, this is also a little bit of the problem with Major League Soccer and having so many teams. It's like, there aren't, 30 world-class coaches available as well. Like you kind of just have to hope it's a decent kind of qualified candidate.
Do you think they need a name?
After being there and seeing, shout out to, I think it's We Are Austin TV and stuff like that.
We've done some stuff with them, right?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
We've done some with somebody.
We've interacted, I think, online and stuff like that. But when you see the the post-game interviews with the fans, and you hear English and Spanish, you hear the frustration, you hear the wolf out, you hear just lack of, they can't accept this, to have this unbelievable stadium and fans filling it up and to have these poor performances. Like, I feel bad for the homie Brad Stuver, who has to being pelted with all these shots. And it's just too much for them to handle. And also, they're in a tough conference. The Western Conference is
very
fairly
difficult.
Even.
And you got to match up with LA Galaxy, LAFC. You got some big, big squads.
Sure,
out there.
You can turn things around. We see Colorado now; they can fix it, but they need maybe.
By the way, shouts to Zach Steffen for getting back in the national team.
Yeah,
squad,
yeah.
Huh?
Did you see him getting to the training ground or whatever, or getting picked up? They have a video on the U.S. MNT that they put out of all the players arriving, and especially the new guys like Brandon Vasquez coming mm-hmm. back and stuff like that. But there was something to Zach Steffen coming out where there was like, they were like, hey, they called him. He was like, hey, Zach Steffen. And he just came with like a flirty swag to, he came out of the be like, it's good. Like,
yeah. Daddy's home.
I was like, all right. Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Well, okay.
Don't hurt him, Zach.
I'm feeling something, yeah. Zach. All right. What's going on here?
Damn.
Heartthrob. All right. Okay. We're going to wrap up the show. It is Hispanic Heritage Month.
That's right.
So I want to do something.
It's the only Heritage Month that starts in the middle of the month and ends in the middle of the next
month. That's why we're so unique.
Starts late, ends late. You feel me?
So I wanted to, so I got this card game called Yo Sabo. Mm-hmm. So some people, if you are Hispanic, you might have seen videos about this on TikTok because that's where I saw it.
Mm.
And it's essentially a game about to test how good your Spanish is. We are Spanish speakers.
Right. Hold on. Let me just get this sound ready. Okay. Good. All right. That's for me.
So it is something where so Yo Sabo is or the no Sabo kids. That's the where the term sort of came from, about basically Latinos who have parents who may speak Spanish,
right? But they don't,
and they didn't. They didn't learn
the
language.
They're called New Yorkans,
right?
They were never taught.
I grew up. That happened too. It's Puerto Ricans have been in the U.S.
a lot longer, and their parents were like similar.
Quickly,
even though they can fly back and forth easily, and Christian and I can't do that to our home countries, but it's okay.
So this is what this game is about, to test.
For the record, we both speak Spanish. Your Spanish is a little bit better than mine, but we both speak Spanish.
We both speak Spanish, and we grew up in Spanish-speaking households.
Right. But how old were you when you, learned English?
Where
you could communicate.
Where I was, I have no memory of it. I was talking to my mom about this exact thing, because I was like, oh, when did I learn Spanish? When did I learn English? And she's like, you didn't speak English until you were in first grade or whatever, until you started going to school, you didn't speak any English at all.
Yeah, same. So I was not taught until I went to school. And then I was the first two years were Spanish speaking for me. I went to an all Spanish school.
Okay,
because it's Newark, and they're like, whatever, you're good. You know, we don't need English, bro. It's not important in this country.
Okay,
so that's why I didn't really learn. I couldn't really communicate until I was like 8 or 9.
All right, so. I got there a little bit earlier than you did. Yeah. I was probably like by like 6, 7. I was good.
Yeah.
All right. So this game, I says how to play. Shuffle the cards. A person who claims to be the best Spanish speaker, not a No Sabo kid, will draw the first card, and the game will continue clockwise. And so the crux of this game is the como se dice cards. So I'm assuming it's these. Yes. Okay. So it's the green ones. So I'll pick one, and then you pick one. So I'll pick one randomly. And we'll see.
So we play your card first, or I also pick one real quick?
No, I'll pick one first, and then you can, and then I'll test you.
Okay.
All right, but this is, okay, this is, are there two? This is way too easy. ¿Cómo se dice cooking?
Cocinando.
There it is. That's an
Let's
easy
go.
One. These are easy. Okay. We're too good.
Are green easy? Is that the
no,
thing?
No, green are the main card, the ¿Cómo se dice cards. So right, pick a green one.
I want you to not see this.
So. Okay. All right. Let's see how I do.
Oh, did you see that?
I did not see that.
All right. Oh, this is, come on. ¿Cómo se dice mushroom?
Okay, it might be a couple of this one.
I'll accept either.
I would say hongo or what is it, champignon? There it is. Okay.
There it is.
All right. We're not as No Sabo as you may think.
Yeah,
no,
you need to talk to somebody else on No Sabo.
All right, let's do one more each. All right. Ooh, ¿cómo se dice challenge? Ooh, I don't think he's going to get this one. ¿Cómo se dice challenge?
Oh, I know it. It's like right on the tip of my tongue. Contestando.
No.
No, that's questioning.
Incorrect. It is desafío.
No, I didn't know that.
There it is. All right, yeah. We got one.
Right,
okay,
so I got one.
Maybe I'll get got too. Let's
All
see.
Right, hopefully. So it just doesn't mean being the only L holder here. Oh, you're probably going to know this. How do you say, ¿cómo se dice snail?
Ooh.
If you don't get this, you're going to be mad when you hear it. You're going to be so mad.
Snail. How do you say snail?
Bro, you're going to be so mad when you hear this?
Oh, because I know I've heard it. Snail.
Desafío, I did not know.
Snail is...
You're going to be mad.
Oh,
in 3...
I don't know.
2,
I don't remember.
Caracol.
Caracol!
Yes, dude! You know it! Like,
I know that.
There's like kids' comic books and stuff that have like caracol.
Oh, why did I forget that?
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
Damn. Well, there you go.
Officially... No Sabo kids.
No, we're mostly Sabo, bro.
We're some Sabo.
Yeah. Bro, you're Sabo, dude.
Thank you again. Shout out to I don't remember the account of the people who made this, but they are on TikTok, and it's like a family that made this game.
We supported that.
It's really fun. So go check them out. Yo Sabo. It's a great game. I think it's available everywhere on Amazon and all this other stuff, but you can watch the videos on TikTok. It's really cool. All right. Enjoy the rest of your Hispanic Heritage Month in any way you see fit. All right, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in. Another fun episode. We'll be back on Thursday talking. Is it? That's not Champions League this week, right?
No, it's international break for 2
International
weeks.
Break. Yeah, that's right. So we'll have a couple international matches to talk about. Obviously, the USMNT matches are happening Saturday and Tuesday in the coming days. So maybe we can preview those a little bit as well. All right. Make sure you follow us at Soccer Cooligans everywhere. And we'll be back on Thursday. Peace, everybody. Hit subscribe.
Love you guys.